Don't skip. This is a different cold open. It's not about the book. It's a call for questions. Next month's episode of Dearless Vera is going to be a Q&A episode featuring questions from you, the listeners. We're doing this because my debut novel, Charlotte Isles is Not a Detective, is out, and I am very busy this month. Follow me on socials at Katie Flies Away for more info on that front. Also, sorry for saying this cold open wasn't going to be about the book, and then it kind of ended up being about the book. There's a link in the description of this episode to a form where you can submit your questions for Lysphera. Feel free to use your own name or a character name. Depending on how many submissions there are, I might not be able to get to all the questions, but thank you in advance for sending one in, whether or not it gets used. Deadline is July 16th, 2023, and if you're listening to this after then, please let me know what the winning lottery numbers are. Thank you so much. That's how time travel works, right? Anyway, enjoy the show. Good morning, Grevlon, and welcome back to Dear Lysphera. My name is Lysphera Lindenbar, and if this is your first time tuning in on this show, I give advice to any folks and creatures who may need it. I have a box. Some of our neighbors have reported Torblee infestations in their trees, and oh, if you don't know, Torblees are these little creatures that are attracted to clutter. They're not too bad, actually. They're attracted to the clutter because they like to tidy it up. But still, it's not great when you're woken up in the middle of the night to the sound of boxes falling over as Torblees try to organize your closet. So we've been going around the tree cleaning up any clutter we could find. And in doing so, I found this box of old school notebooks. Thought it could be fun to start the show looking through a couple of them. Let's see, what's this? Oh, it's a research paper I wrote about Jeeblers. It's very short. I couldn't find much research on them. Now that I know TJ, that stands for the Jeebler, for those of you who don't know about my Jeebler friend, I bet I could get this research paper up to 3 pages at least. Oh, these are some spells I made up when I thought I was going to be a wizard. This one's called, wow, my handwriting was terrible. This spell's called Invisible Book. Oh, I remember this. It was so I could turn a book invisible to everyone except me, so I could read during class. Not a bad idea, honestly, but I did not know how to write spells. This just says, magic wand, turn this book invisible to everyone except me. Not a real spell, and I didn't even have a magic wand. Kids, am I right? Uh-oh, I know what these are. I went through a brief but intense poetry phase that abruptly ended with an arrow in someone's foot. Long story. But I wrote a lot of, if I'm remembering correctly, yep, very terrible poetry. This one is called Trees. Trees. Bark. Leaves. Purple leaves. Green leaves. Yellow leaves. One leaf is called a leaf. A leaf falls to the ground. I step on it. Crunch. I live in a tree. The end. Oh, Namorous Alive, that was rough. Oh, this one! I thought maybe my poetry would get better if it rhymed. This poem is aptly titled, A Rhyming Poem. I like to rhyme. At rhyming, I am fine. That's only a partial rhyme, but we'll allow it. I went to the market to get a pie. I was really hungry, I'm not going to lie. I got my pie and walked home. Now I'm here. It's good to be home. And there I just rhymed home with home. All right, that's enough poetry. Hopefully we still have some folks listening after that. Moral of the story, I should never attempt to rhyme again. Because it just makes me... glum. Glum. Nope, that didn't rhyme at all. I don't know why I even tried it. I thought maybe I've gotten better. Nope. I'll stick to not rhyming. Thank you very much. You know what I am pretty good at? Giving advice! So let's read a letter. If you need some advice, send your letters to Dear Lysphera at the Towering Forest radio station. Our first letter comes from Hemley. They write, Dear Lysphera, my teenager has become obsessed with stories about people finding their true love and is determined to find his own. In pursuit of that, he has taken up residence at the very top of a nearby tower that was previously abandoned, believing that his best chance of finding love is by living there. He refuses to leave the tower, saying that he doesn't want to risk missing his true love arriving. Because of that, his other parents and I have to bring him meals, and his classmates have been bringing his homework. We thought at first he'd give it up after a few nights, but it's been 2 weeks now, and he isn't showing any signs of giving in and returning home. In fact, he's really gone in on decorating the space with furniture and decor his friends have been bringing him. We keep trying to tell him that he's being silly, but he won't listen. How can I convince my child that they don't have to live at the top of a tower to find true love? Best, Hemley.
Look, as someone who's read a lot of books, I totally get it. One time I read a book where a character ate a bunch of joy berries and turned green. I wanted to be just like the character, so I ate all the joy berries in our pantry. And it kind of worked. I was definitely a little green. I was also very sick to my stomach. When you tell a kid they're being silly about something that's very serious to them, more often than not, they're gonna brush it off as you just not understanding. Especially in this case, when so many romance books feature parents and other adult figures trying to keep the protagonist from their true love. Obviously, if your child is putting himself in danger, you should absolutely step in. But I assume he's perfectly safe in the tower, seeing as how you've let him stay there for 2 weeks now. My advice would be to lean into it. Ask him what visitors he's had. Compliment him on his decorating. And bring him more books that feature protagonists finding love in a way that doesn't involve living in a tower. The novelty will wear off soon, and I think it'll happen even faster if you're encouraging his plan. Nothing ruins a rebellious teenage fantasy more than your parents being okay with it. I hope that helps. Thanks for writing in. Okay, Reuven, what's going on over there? I keep seeing movement over where our station manager, Reuven, sits, which is very unusual for him. Is something going on? There's a call? Well, I was going to read another letter. Is it an emergency? You don't know. Okay, well, put them through. Let's find out. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Lysphera. Thank you for the answer. I would have sent a letter, but the speaking plants were seemingly the quickest way to get to you to help me with this quandary I'm going through.
Whoa! I don't know if you realize this, but you just rhymed. A lot.
I am calling for that exact reason. I'm a big fan of the breeze in the trees, and especially your show, so when I got cursed, I knew you were the one I should go to first.
Oh no! You've been cursed?
Yes, I've been hit with a rhyming curse. Been a strange few days, and to make matters worse, I have to give a speech at the end of the week, and it'd be weird if it rhymes, so it's looking pretty bleak.
A rhyming curse? Can't say that's the harshest curse I've ever heard of, but it definitely sounds like it could get irritating. How did you get cursed?
I was working on a poem sitting under a tree. It was an acrostic, no rhyming, you see. As I spoke the words aloud to hear how they sounded, an old gnomish wizard appeared, and he pounded his staff on the ground, demanding I rhyme. No poem sounds like that, he yelled, and I am just sitting aghast and try in vain to explain how an acrostic poem works, but I guess his brain just abstained from understanding. And so, with a cackle, he said, "A curse upon you!" And filling with dread, I watched as he pointed his staff to the sky. Lightning crashed, and in the blink of an eye, he was gone, leaving me somehow unharmed. Or so I thought, until to my alarm, while telling this harrowing tale to my mother, the end of each line somehow rhymed with another, and I couldn't stop. Whenever I tried to speak without rhyme, my tongue would get tied. Like, listen to this, I'll try not to rhyme. Here I go, speaking without slime. See? So that is my tale of woe. Advice to cure me? Your turn. Go.
Whoa! I feel like I should applaud after that. And you said you have a speech at the end of the week?
Yes, I'm speaking at my sister's wedding. If I change it up now, there'll be a beheading.
Oh, dear.
That's an exaggeration to accommodate the curse, but Sis will be unhappy if I give the speech in verse. She has a vision for the day mapped out down to the minute, and I'm pretty sure a rhyming maid of honor is not in it.
I understand. So, you need to break the curse. Well, have you tried visiting a curse breaker? If it's a low-level curse, they should have no problem getting it off of you.
Our nearest curse breaker is booked for a week. My neighbor told me someone stole an antique crystal sword from a witch, and in retribution, she shrunk the whole town, a mass diminution. So now the curse breaker can't help with my plight, till everyone else is restored to their height.
Oh boy, okay. Curse breaker is off the table, since you need this broken before the wedding. Well, let's think. This wizard put the curse on you because you were writing poetry that didn't rhyme. Maybe he'd remove the curse if you wrote him a poem that did rhyme.
You think that would work? I'd rather not write a poem for that jerk.
I know, but these are desperate times, right? He shouldn't be rewarded for his cursing, but he might break the curse if he thinks you've been taught some kind of lesson. This might get you out of this mess once and for all. Excuse me.
I'll give it a shot. It's the only idea I've got.
But what exactly should this poem be? You met him in the woods, maybe something about a tree? I'm sure it doesn't really matter. If it rhymes pretty well, then that could be enough for him to go and break his spell.
Oh, okay. Don't stress. I was wrong, I guess.
What? You were wrong about what? You don't have to fear. We'll get you out of this rut. Oh no, I hear it now. I think that I've somehow caught this curse too. Oh, Namrus alive.
Just when the curse couldn't get more outrageous, I quickly found out it was somehow contagious. My mom started rhyming soon after we spoke. I've stayed tucked away to spare other folk. I thought you'd be safe through the speaking plant vine, but I see even that couldn't keep it confined.
Well, all the more reason to undo this hex. So let's get a move on. What do we do next?
I'll write up this poem. Shouldn't take me much time. This curse makes it really quite easy to rhyme.
All right, in that case, let's do a quick break and hear from our sponsor while we take a moment to write up a poem-breaking curse. So absurd. We'll be right back after this word.
Hello, my name is Bellorique. I'm a giant of the rock persuasion. The mineral kind, not the music kind, although I have been known to shred on the lute now and again. I'm offering my services as a bodyguard for anyone who might want to hire me. I don't think I'm particularly intimidating, but a lot of folks I encounter beg to differ. Really, they take one look at me and beg me not to bother them. Then I tell them I'm generally very anti-violence, and they relax. Oh, of course, I won't tell people that if I'm your bodyguard. One look at me and they'll go running in the other direction. I also won't wear my big floppy sun hat when on the job, which my friends tell me makes me more approachable. As your bodyguard, I will find the least approachable hat I can find and wear that. Like a big pointy helmet. Or a beret. Oh, and I'm very strong, so if anyone tries to hurt you, I can just give them a little push and they'll go flying. Like I said, I'm against violence, but people tend to give up and run away after receiving a little push from an 8-foot-tall rock giant. If you're interested in acquiring my bodyguard services, tell your speaking plant to call Bellorique in Galvanetta. I think that's all for me. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we're back with Dearless Fira. For those of you who might have just gotten here, a caller called in, as they tend to do, to tell me about what they've been going through. Vila was cursed, a hex enchanted, to constantly rhyme, and you really take for granted not having to rhyme, until one day you do, all the time. Cause somehow I've caught the curse too. So the plan is for Vila to write a new poem, one that rhymes, so if Namrus willing, the gnome hears the trap that they've written and likes what they penned, then perhaps he'll permit this whole rhyme curse to end. Let's check in with Vila. How's the poem going? Lot riding on this, so let's give a good showing.
The poem's going well, just 2 lines to go. I'm not really sure this is gonna work, though.
Why? I think it's a pretty good plot. If the rhymes appeal, I think he'll feel a lesson was taught. The only thing I could think that do us a disservice is a really rude poem, so there's no need to be nervous. Well, I'm in suspense. Why don't you read what you've got? Then we'll know if this maneuver is a hopeless case or not.
This poor little gnome must be so discontent, puts curses on folks just to feel important. I can't tell what's worse, your clothes or your face, don't know where you're from, but you're their biggest disgrace. You're truly the saddest excuse for a wizard. I've seen better magic performed by a lizard. All poems should rhyme, please don't make me laugh. Break the curse or I'll show you where to put your staff.
Whoa! No. Okay, if I could give some advice, perhaps we try something a little more nice.
I tried, but this guy turned my life upside down. It's hard to think of nice things about a power-hungry clown.
Okay. Are you following the plan? Have you returned to the spot where this whole thing began?
Yeah, I just got here. No wizard in sight, which is good because I can't think of nice things to write.
I'll come up with something. Just repeat what I say, and try not to improv. Just echo, okay?
I'll repeat what you say. Promise that I'll obey.
Oh, powerful wizard, as I stand in this glade, I've come to own up for mistakes I have made. I acknowledge I was wrong, I was silly, now I see that something that doesn't rhyme could never be called poetry. No one should ever question your amazing comprehension of the spoken word the soul is stirred when even there's a mention of your genius about rhyme through vast erudition. I see this, and now I'm a folk on a mission to spread the good word of your brave declaration that all poems must rhyme. But here's my frustration. In order to promulgate poems with rhymes, I'll need to be able to not rhyme sometimes. When rhyming, it's hard to show folks that I'm serious about your cause, which brings me to my query. Thus, could you perchance put an end to this curse? Blessing, not a curse, sorry. Hasn't been at all distressing to be forced to rhyme again. My will, it's all been super fun. But I think it's best to end it so I can get everyone to stop writing without rhymes. And believe me, I intend to make sure that happens. And that's it. The end. Whoa! Testing 1, 2, 3. It worked? Vila, we're free!
Oh no! I rhymed!
Wait. Okay. I think that was just a coincidence. Phew.
That guy sure has a flair for the dramatic.
You're not rhyming either.
And thank goodness for that. Well, actually, thank you for that.
What happened?
There was a flash of lightning and smoke, and then I saw the gnome scurry off into the trees. Good riddance.
Oh, I feel so good not to rhyme.
You're telling me. I've got to go write my speech for my sister's wedding now. Thanks for your help, Lysphira.
Of course, anytime. Maybe avoid working on any non-rhyming poetry in the woods from now on.
Yeah, let that be a lesson for all of us. Thanks, Lysphira.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye! Wow, what a time. Hey, Reuven, do you think you caught the rhyming curse too? That would have been fun to hear. I guess we'll never know. Unless a wizard cast the rhyming curse on you one day. Not that I'd wish that on anyone, but it'd be pretty funny. Okay, I think that's a good place to wrap up today's show. Thank you for listening to Dear Lysphira. Next up we have... a series of poems read by... Oh, come on! Really? Ugh. I'll be fine if I never hear another rhyme in my life. I'll talk to you all again real soon. But in the meantime, keep your chin up and have a good afternoon. No, I rhymed!
Thank you for listening to Dear Lysphira, which was created, written, and edited by Katie Siegel. Lysphira, Vila, and the sponsor were voiced by Katie Siegel. And I'm Nicole. Hi! If you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, please take a minute and leave a kind review on the Apple Podcast app. If you do, Katie will write a poem about you. For more Dear Lysphira, check out @DearLysphira on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also join the Chattering Grove Discord. The link to that is in the description. Or don't. Live your life. Bye!